Sport on RTE Radio 1. Let's go back to Des Cahill now for an update on sport.
Yeah, the second men's semi-final in the Australian Open getting underway now, just 8:30. The top seed, defending champion Jannik Sinner, playing the American Ben Shelton. But the first semi-final was quite dramatic. Novak Djokovic out of the Australian Open. He retired injured and he was booed off court after quitting his semi-final against Alexander Zverev. Djokovic was bidding for a record extending 11th title, but he quit after losing the first set 7-6. The Serb had his upper left leg heavily taped after injuring it in Tuesday's quarter-final win over Carlos Alcaraz. And after he slapped a volley into the net on set point, Djokovic then immediately ran to the net and shook hands with Zverev. Well, he didn't run. He waved to the crowd, gave him a thumbs up, and despite the audible boos from some section, Alex Zverev said afterwards he wasn't happy about the booing.
Oh, the very first thing I want to say is please, guys, don't boo a player when he goes out with injury. Yes, I know that everybody paid for tickets and everybody wants to see hopefully a great five-set match and everything, but you got to understand Novak Djokovic is somebody that has given this sport for the past 20 years absolutely everything of his life. And he has won this turn with an abdominal tear. He has won this turn with a hamstring tear. If he cannot continue a tennis match, it really means that he cannot continue a tennis match. So please be respectful and really show some love for Novak as well.
That's Alex Zverev. Now, there was a remarkable finish at Old Trafford to the Europa League tie between Manchester United and Rangers. United led in the second half after the Rangers goalkeeper Jack Butland punched a corner into his own goal. But 2 minutes from time, Rangers got an equaliser. Good finish from Cyril Desses. Looked like he was heading for a draw. And then Bruno Fernandes, in stoppage time, volleyed in to get a victory for United. It moves United up to fourth place in the Europa League table. Here's their manager, Ruben Amorim.
I think we did well. We play better with the ball, more connections. You can feel it. More speed sometimes with the ball. I think we start well, and then we lost the control of the game for 7 minutes because of small bad decisions. But I think the lads did well, and even when we suffered the goal from Rangers, we are so near of the second goal. We miss so many chances in this moment. Is so hard, but then they recover, and I think it was a good victory.
Was the result more important than the performance this evening?
I think it's everything together. Of course, we are not playing our best. We are far from that, but we improved from the last game. I know that the opponent is different, mm-hmm. the pace, everything is different, but they try it. And you can see it, again, the connections, some movements, some plays, and I think we did well for the time that we have to practice. Again, I think we need to be more clinical in the right moments, because that can help us a lot.
And as far as the competition is concerned, it is a big 3 points as you bid to finish in those top 8 places.
It's very important. It's if you look at the schedule, it's 2 weeks with one game there. We have to take this games there, so it will be like 2 weeks free to prepare Premier League. That is really tough, so it's really important to stay in this position.
Yeah, now Tottenham had an important win as well. Son Heung-min scored twice. James Maddison got the other goal as they won 3-2 at Hoffenheim, and gives them a good chance now of making a top 8 finish. And Dubliner Troy Parrott scored the most memorable goal of his club career. He came off the bench to score for AZ Alkmaar in a 1-0 win over the Italian giants Roma. It's Parrott's 12th goal of the season and gives Alkmaar a real chance of progressing to the knockout stages. Robbie Keane's first game as manager with his new club Ferencvaros ended in a 2-0 defeat away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Now in the United Arab Emirates, play underway at the Ras Al Khaimah Open. Irish players just getting underway. Alexander Del Rey, though, is leading the way. He's picked up 7 shots today to go to 11 under par. And strong winds last night saw play suspended at the Farmers Open in San Diego. Scores plummeted as a result. Shane Lowry finished his second round on 3 over. The leaders on 6 under par, Ludvig Åberg and Lanto Griffin. Today's racing is Dundalk. At Dundalk is off because of the weather, but yesterday we saw big victories for Nick Rockett and Willie Mullins in the Thaestes Chase at Goran Park, and Rocky's Diamond winning the Galmai Hurdle for trainer Declan Queeley and Shane Fitzgerald.